At the recently reopened West Coast ports, work is reported as sluggish but steady. Union members, still bitter about government intervention in the labor dispute, say they're working as fast as they can while still obeying safety rules. Port management, meanwhile, is on the lookout for another work slowdown, which it blames for the 10-day lockout. NPR's Robert Smith reports from Seattle on the question of working slow and working safe.
When a dock worker crosses the street, he doesn't just look both ways. He has to look every way. 30-ton containers swing overhead. Forklifts and top loaders converge from all directions.
It's like you got to have 10 eyes in your head in order to see everything that's moving around when you're in a big piece of cargo handling equipment.
Longshoreman Gary Hopley is back at work in the rail yards of Seattle, unloading empty containers from a stack train.
I personally have always attempted to work safe, but there have been times when there's been a big push to get the cargo off the ship in a really quick manner, and we've cheated a little bit. In fact, there's been times when we've cheated a whole lot.
When President Bush invoked the Taft-Hartley Act to reopen the West Coast ports, the Longshoremen's Union lost a lot of their bargaining power. For the next couple of months, they can't strike, they can't slow down. What they can do is follow the rules in a little lime green book, the Pacific Coast Marine Safety Code. The code has 1,632 rules. If you're following it to the letter, testing every brake light, checking for proper illumination, the work can slow to a shuffle on the docks. That's what port management accused the union of doing before they locked out workers 2 weeks ago. But Rudy Finney of the Seattle local of the Longshoremen's Union says their new focus on safety isn't a labor tactic.
Our safety issue is not all of a sudden. We've been preaching safety issue, safety issue, safety issue. We just have never had an audience that cared to listen.
He pulls out of his pocket a list of the five union members that have died on the docks since the beginning of the year. And the stories are gruesome. Crushed by a falling lifeboat, hit in the head by a 3,000-pound metal ring, pinned by a closing hydraulic door, run over by a forklift. This has been the deadliest year for dock workers in a decade. The California Occupational Safety and Health Administration says there were no fatalities in 2000 or 2001. This year, California has had six. Dean Fryer, the spokesman for Cal OSHA, says the spike is still a mystery.
It's very difficult to pinpoint a specific activity, too, because all of these accidents occurred, you know, in different circumstances, different locations, different times of the year, different employers.
Union members say they have an explanation. Container traffic has quadrupled over the last couple of decades, and that's led to an increased threat on their lives. But that's been true for years. The public push to obey each and every safety rule came only after contract talks broke down. Does that mean they were breaking the rules before? Workers on Seattle's waterfront say yes. Before the labor dispute, they used to cut corners when there was a lot of traffic. Chris Jacobson, whose job is to sit high above the waterfront in an orange crane, explains that they were given incentives for working fast.
We used to have a deal where they give us so many moves, and you get them done and you can go home. Well, we don't do that anymore now. We take our coffee and lunch and like everything else. That's what we call working safely.
The workers say they are now obeying the 8-mile-an-hour speed limit on the docks. They are stopping fully at every stop sign. A dock worker who goes by the name of Joseph says he used to bend the rules, unhooking cargo while the cranes worked above him.
We're not doing that anymore. For people that won't even sign a contract with us.
Already, port management is grumbling about the pace of work back on the docks. The Pacific Maritime Association has called it adequate. But if they think the new focus on safety translates to a labor slowdown, then they could take the union to court. A federal judge has already said that work should proceed normally on the docks. It may be up to the court to rule if obeying the safety rules is normal. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.